province expanding RSV vaccination program to include every baby born during its most active season. This year, any baby born from October to March can get it regardless of their risk. Our next guests weigh in on this. I do want to talk to Dawn Bowdish as well about COVID season. Dawn Bowdish with us, Department of Medicine, McMaster University, Executive Director of the Firestone Institute for Respiratory Health. Also with us, Dr. Shelley Ross, Co-Chair of the Federation of Medical Women of Canada's Maternal RSV Task Force. Thank you both for taking the time to join us on a very important topic. Dr. Ross, let's begin with you. Talk to us about RSV. The government announced here in Manitoba what it covers and the concerns about who it doesn't cover.
So RSV is a very common virus that can cause anything from a mild cold to a severe lung disease that requires the infant to be on a respirator. And I must commend Manitoba for bringing in a universal program. And I understand the universal is a bit confusing. Before, they only provided it for high-risk infants. What it means by universal is now every infant born between October 1st and March 31st will be able to get the vaccine.
I have moms here, though, with relatively young ones that still don't qualify. They were born in the last 18 months.
So there is an option for people that are outside that range, and it is a vaccine that's given to the mothers while they're pregnant. And it's given between 32 weeks and 36 weeks gestation. And as long as it's been given 2 weeks before they're born, it's just as effective as giving the baby a shot because it makes the mother form an antibody that goes across the placenta and protects the baby.
Yeah, and in this case, they didn't get the shot. And they're looking back and saying, well, what can we do about this now?
Well, that's unfortunate because a lot of people didn't realize how serious RSV is. And unless you were unfortunate enough to have an infant that had high risk, they did not have the opportunity to be protected unless the mother decided to have the shot, which is not covered. It's a private pay and often covered by different plans, but not covered by the province.
Dawn Bowdish, were there other jurisdictions that covered it?
So Ontario does things a little bit differently. In Ontario, children who are up to 2 years old who are at high risk can also get this antibody to help protect them from that. Because, you know, obviously hospitalizations in infants is really problematic. But even young children under five can have really, really serious infections. So that province has done, my province has done things a little bit differently in having a more expanded attitude towards that. And although it's a different vaccine, we also have a more broad program for older adults in the province of Ontario. So the provinces are all sort of coming to a consensus. Some have gone one way, some have gone another with being covered. Ontario is currently the most expansive for the RSV vaccines.
And Dr. Ross, here for any baby born from October to March can get this no matter what the risk. And I gather babies get the single dose before going home from hospital, or they can opt to have it later through a public health office?
Both options are available, but it's better to be protected as soon as you can because you never know when you're going to contract the virus. And so certainly some people are going to be hesitant if they haven't had information about it beforehand. So very important that healthcare providers start talking about options with their pregnant patients.
How much concern that the two of you have that now Manitoba has surpassed 200 confirmed measles cases this week? This wasn't a conversation we were having 5 years ago. Now it's a big conversation. Dr. Bowdish, let's begin with you on that.
I'm devastated, frankly. Of all the vaccines we have, the one that has saved the most lives is the measles vaccine. Measles is a terrifying virus. It doesn't just infect the lungs, it actually infects and kills immune cells, which is why people, young, especially young children who get measles, can end up being hospitalized for bacterial pneumonia and other really serious complications, swelling of the brain, because not only is the measles virus wreaking havoc on them, but it's also destroying their immune system's ability to deal with some of these other microbes that they're exposed to. And we know that it's not a common event, but sometimes measles can hide out in the brains, especially of babies, acquire some mutations the immune system doesn't see it, and years and sometimes decades later, they can actually die from those infections. So it breaks my heart that this is something that we're now looking at again, because it is such a dangerous infection.
Dr. Ross, what's your message to moms and dads?
Talk to your healthcare provider right now while you're pregnant. See what your options are for RSV and make your decision. And when you have your children, talk to your healthcare provider. See what childhood vaccines are recommended and make your decision. But remember, don't become complacent. These diseases, as we see from measles, can return.
Dr. Bowdish, as we leave you, I just would like you to take a moment here and talk to us about COVID shots, because we're getting into that season.
We sure are. So, you know, Canada's always had this benefit of watching what the rest of the world goes first. The southern states tend to start their cold and flu season a bit earlier than ours. The UK's tend to come a bit earlier than ours. So this is kind of a good news story in that the vaccine that is approved and will be on the market is a little bit of an elbows up story, because the Moderna vaccine will be manufactured in Canada. And it seems to be a fairly good match towards the variants that we are expecting to circulate. So as those vaccines become available, I'd really encourage everyone to get their flu shot and get their COVID shot. And let's see if we can mitigate this particular wave that those other parts of the world are experiencing.
Thank you both for your time and what you do day in and day out. Thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely.
Don Bowdish from McMaster University, Dr. Shelley Ross, co-chair of the Federation of Medical Women of Canada's Maternal RSV Task Force, both joining us live to 542 on 680 CJOB.